Zech Nishmas Havi Mariakov Mitzvah Pichas, Zech Nishmas Daniel Shainavas Yeshua Pollock.
Good morning, everybody. Ben, you got the thing?
Yeah. I sent it to the group.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so let's. So we had a couple of things. 16. Right, I was telling you about a certain packet that I was having. Sixteen F. Yeah. Okay, good morning, everybody. Right, so first, the shiurim that we spoke about in the past, I mentioned the stira between the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Eben Ezer and the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas in Or HaChaim. So we never saw that inside, even though I told you about it multiple times. So let's take a look at that. Right. So, if you look in packet 16E, so we quoted the that there's first we'll look on page 8 and then page 7. In Or HaChaim, in Siman Reish Mem. So I've been telling you this outside, but let's see it inside. In Reish Mem Siv Dalet. Also, listakel boso mokom shekol ha-mistakel sham ein lo boshes ponim. But over al matznei aleches. So the Shulchan Aruch clearly, we said there were two ways of understanding the Gemara and the Nedarim. Right, one way was to say that when a woman is a nida, then there's aser listakel all the makomas and mechusim. Right, and when she's not a nida, then there's an iser to mistakel only boso mokum, right, in the vaginal area. And then there was other opinion that says no, that when she's a nida, there's no din of makomas mechusim. It's only a din of not to be mistakel in the also mokom, and then when she's not an ida, then there's no iser whatsoever. Then you could be mistakel in any place. So we said that the Rambam seemingly holds that when she's not an ida, everything is mutter, because he says you could kiss any part of the body that he would want to, so that would presumably include the also mokum. I mean, because it says a chol mokum sheyirtze, and then he never brings down the din of in Hilchas Nida of bekomas mechusim, which the Magen Mishnah says. Yeah, he probably just means the also mokum, because the Kal Vachomer from Shelo Yakel Ima Velo Yitzchok Ima. And the other sheet is that, so here in Shulchan Aruch it says on page 8, Oser Listakel Ba'oso Mokum Shekol Mistakel Sham Eilo Boshes Ponim. So there he writes Beferish, you're not allowed to look Ba'oso Mokum. This is talking about when she's not a Nida. However, the in Eben Ezer, on page 7 in Chaf Hei Sif Beis, the Ramah writes in the Ramah Hagah, V'yochol lasos imishto ma sheyirtze boa machol eishim yirtze u'menashik b'chol eivah sheyirtze. So the Pashut Pshat is that he's quoting the Rambam. Now, if you want to make it that it's not a stira, So the Beis Shmuel said something. Benashik b'chol aver lav dafka kol aver. That but also mokam osur. Right. So the Beis Shmuel says that that it's lav dafka b'chol aver, because he's assuming that there's a din of the also mokam is osur, like the Mechaber writes. But it's very difficult to say that that's pshat in the because Pashup Pshat is just quoting the Rambam. So if you want to say this pshat, like someone else said to me, it seems to be a big doichak in the Ramah to say such a pshat. So the other way of saying it is no, that he means that you can, and the way. Some of the Rabbanim explain is that maybe the din in Orach Chaim is only more of a chumra midas chasidus, etc. But the Ikir Halacha, the way I've heard be explained by some, is that that the Maisa. The Iker Adin is like what he says in the Ramah, that it's really mutter, and then Midas Chasidus is not to, and that would be another way of unless you say like the Beis Shmuel, and then you say like the Beis Shmuel, then it's lav davka. But Behechi Tesei should be lav davka. If he's so, why does he quote the Lashon Rambam if he doesn't, it means lav davka? It's a little bit difficult. So that's the way. So I'd rather think the Pashup Pshat is to interpret the way others have interpreted it, to mean that the Ikur Dinah could be okay. So then, like some Rabbanim hold that it depends. If a person really has an urge to do so, then perhaps it would be permissible. And if not, then that's the one, area that, then maybe you should avoid if you don't really have the urge to do so. So that's a question that, as I said before, should be dealt with, before a person's getting married, and, discuss with an appropriate person of how to deal with this shaila of that particular thing. Okay, so that's that. Then, the next thing, I wanted to talk about was a shaila that comes up. Somebody just asked me the shaila before Pesach. And what happens is that during different Yom Tovim that people go away, and the people are by their in-laws or by their parents, and right, and they're not in their regular bedrooms. So very often they they're put in bedrooms that are used for guests. And very often, bedrooms that are used for guests, so that's like an extra room. So very often in many homes, they put, that's always a convenient place to put an extra bookshelf with, the overflow of Svarim and things like that. So you have, a bookshelf of Svarim. And then this married couple is staying there, and wants to know if they could be mishamish in that room, because so technically speaking, the halacha is you can't be mishamish in front of Svarim, in front of Sefer Torah, in front of and there are different halachas of what to do. Of putting double covering, that would mean to drape two sheets over the Svarim. That means that we would drape two sheets over the Svarim shelf, which means you'd have to put something on top of it so the sheets won't fall, and depending upon how many Svarim, it could be very cumbersome endeavor, you know, and many couples, you know, just would give up and say, you know, forget it, you know, like it's gonna, you know, like it's, and it's on certain situations, you know, this forum, like a lot of them, and you know, so the question is there any, are there any etzos to, to deal with this question of being mishamish? And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch here, say, take a look. I have a little all different packets. You want to look in 16i, right? We have 16i on page 13. Baishu. And is Mishnah Brura Simon Reish Mam Sif Vav. There's Bayishi Yishlor Sefer Torah or Chumashim Asuyim L'Shamish Bo. So when it's Mamish Sefer Torah, so then you can't be Mishamish there, because in other words, it's not even. And a chumash, or chumashim. Now chumashim, we don't have chumashim so much. Chumashim means scrolls. Whereas why isn't it a Sefer Torah? Because it's the whole brachos in one scroll. Just like you have Haftorah scrolls, like the whole Yeshua, the whole Shoftim, right? When, you know, they used to have scrolls of the whole brachos. Today we don't have, who's going to make a scroll just of brachos? You know, what's the point? You make you have a whole Sefer Torah. So, you have a whole scroll of Rashi's, a whole scroll of Shmos. So also the Shamish, page 13 in packet 16i, page 13. So also the Shamish, well, actually have a fun of Mechitza. So it means you need a Mechitza between you and the Sefer, the Chumash. Again, a Chumash doesn't mean that you have a Chumash like we have today, right? Chumash we have today is a printed chumash. It's not a scroll. It's not a cloth. It's not, so that's not even called a chumash, right? What we have today. It's not a sefer. But they used to have real chumashim. Again, real chumashim is on a scroll, on a cloth. It's just the reason why it's not a sefer Torah, it's a chumash, is because it's the whole just brachos, and the scroll just of shmos. You know, so that's called a chumash. So also in the Shamish Boachi Bafar of Mechitza. So you need a Mechitza between the couple who's being Meshamish and the Sefer Torah. In other words, it's not enough even a double covering. Right? You need Mamish a Mechitza. But if you have another room, so then you should take the Sefer Torah to the other room, or you go in the other room. So that's the best thing. So if you don't have another room, then you need a mechitza between you and the Sefer Torah. So that's for a Sefer Torah. In Yeshmo Tefillin or Sfarim, Fil Shul Gemara also. But if it's not a Sefer Torah, it's more kal. So most people don't have a Sefer Torah hanging around in their house. Or if they do, it's not in the bedroom. Something like that. But sometimes people have tefillin. And I told you, Sfarim all the time. This is Shiloh comes up all the time. I always tell married couples that, you know, when they're single, so a young man keeps all his Sfarim in his bedroom. All the Sfarim that he got for his bar mitzvah. And it's all in the bedroom there. And once he gets married, So then we dafka tell a couple not to keep any sfarim in the bedroom, a married couple's bedroom. But the question is, when they go for yontif, so sometimes they're going to go back to the bedroom that they you know, they'll have an extra bed there now for their wife and themselves. And then it's going to be very difficult. Again, he says, Acha Yitneim B'Kli Toch Kli. Etc. So you have a Kli B'Toch Kli, you have a, or Mishnah says, Lamed Aleph, Hu Hadin Shnei Kisuyim. Or two double coverings, like two sheets. But, so that's going to be, that could be the Eitzah. But again, that Eitzah is not always so practical if you have a lot of place, because a lot of times you have a sheet and you have several bookcases, you know, so it's going to be very difficult. When sometimes I said they don't go back to their regular bedroom, they'll go back to a guest room. But a lot of times a guest room, like people well-meaning people don't even think in those terms, you know what I mean? That they're going to have Sfarim in the guest room, and then they're going to host married people in the guest room and things like that. So, I mean, this is a halacha that's discussed about not to be mishamish in another person's bed. You know, either people bring their own sheets and be mishamish on the sheets, or Rav Avadia suggested if you bring a towel and spread the towel over the. Over the bed, and it's their private towel, and there'll be mishamish on the towel, because sometimes there could be zera that comes out, and it's a lack of tzlius, and it's other things, whatever. So that's another possibility. Right. So there is another. Another possibility of what to do and that's here the Tshuvas HaRamah. Is if you have something very big. Here I have. If you want to look in 16H, is the little packet about this. Let's see if we can find. Is the din of putting it in. If the Sfarim are in a Rishus B'fnei Atzma, they're in something that's Machzik, you know, our Boim Saw. Our Boim Saw is like the Shir of a Mikvah. So, if it's Machzik, our Boim Saw, so some Sfarim shrunks are. And I remember when I was giving the shiur several years ago, and Scott Hoberman said from Rav Shechter this idea being machzik, or Boim Saw being a Rishus B'fnei Atzmo. So let's see if I find this for you. I mean, I put it here, and so it should be in several of these packets about that halacha. And so the question is, could that be another Eitzah? Because if you put it in a Sfarm shrunk, here, it's 16i, is Ibn Argaz Amachzik Mem Saw. And that's the, Kliyeh is also b'mida. So, this is, I told you, the Tshuvas If you look here on page 9 in the packet 16i, he talks about Rishus Bifnei Atzman. If they put in a Rishus Bifnei Atzman, that's called something that's Machzik Abayim Sa. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 11 in packet 16i, in the appears tell us, look at the Magad Avraham Sifkat Yotes. In Ma'argas Gadol Shemachzik Mem Saw Hu Ama Amama Barum Lamed Amos. It's one Ama by one Ama, and the height of three Amos. Cholekes Rishus Bifnei Atzma. So that's what Scott Hoberman was saying from Rav Shechter about this idea that maybe that should be an Eitzah. The only thing I pointed out that seems to me from the poskim that there was, if you just have a bookshelf like here, some people have bookshelves in the background here, and that would be in the bedroom. So these are pretty big bookshelves. They're probably, you know, the size of a whole box. You could stand. I mean, if the dividers wouldn't be there, the person himself could fit his whole body in there. You know, so that's like the sheer of a mikvah. You know, so then that would be a cholak rishus b'fnei atzma. So, but it seems to me the following, that that wouldn't be sufficient if you could still see the svarim. In other words, you would still need at least one kisui. Yeah, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah here on page 14. In Sifkat Lamed Gimel in packet 16i, the Ma'argas Gadol Hamshemachzik Abayim Sof Uama Amabruva Cholekes Rishus La'atzma Vein Tzarich Lifros Od Kisui La'argas. So you wouldn't need two kisuyim. In other words, normal, and furthermore, by the way, when we say you need two kisuyim, it has to be at least one of them is not miyucha makach. Because if the kisui is made for this thing, so then then you have even a 10 kisuyim, that only counts as one. But if it's not made, then it counts as one also. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that here you won't need two kisuyim if it's cholekes rishus b'fnei atzma, but you'll need at least one kisui. He talks the first old kisui ala argas, but in other words, so then the fact that you have the svarim shrunk, it's not going to totally help the situation. Because why? Because you still need one kisui. Right? In other words, you won't need two kisuyim. Normally we say you need two kisuyim, and at least one of the kisuyim has to be shalom miyuchad. So you put that's what is the discussion we're going to have, whether if there's a mezuzah in the bedroom. Usually most bedrooms don't have a mezuzah in the bedroom, because when you have the mezuzah to the bedroom, you close the door, the mezuzah is on the other side. But sometimes within the room there's a requirement for a mezuzah, and then that becomes a question, right?
Because what about a tefillin bag?
Yeah, a tefillin bag also. You shouldn't keep a tefillin bag in your bedroom, because you need at least two kisuyim, and one of the kisuyim have to be something that's not miyuchad l'kach. So if you already have the kisuyim of the tefillin themselves, which are miyuchad l'kach, and maybe because they have the talis bag is another one, or you could just then put one kisuy on top of it. But in general, it's never a good idea to keep your tefillin in the bedroom, a married couple's bedroom. So,
What do people do if they live in a studio apartment?
We'll get to it. So studio apartment, so a lot of times what people do is like this. They divide the apartment in half. They'll have a farm shrunk that goes, it cuts across the apartment. And the couple will be on the other side of the not to the side where the sfarim are, but the back of it. So now this will be called a mechitza. It'll be called a mechitza. So that will be called a mechitza, and then if it goes most of the way, it's omen meruba laparetz, and then the couple will be on the other side of the sfarim shrunk, and the sfarim will be magula on that. Well, so the alama barum dalamas is a lot. I mean, you have to barum gimel alamas rather. That's the size of a mikvah. Machzik arbaim saw. And would you say a regular sfarim shrunk would be that amount? I mean, how much? What do you think? What do you say, y'all? Where'd y'all go? Okay, you have to measure. So, but then the other problem is you still need at least one kisui. Right, you still need at least one kisui. So there was one thought I had about the one kisui thing, and that's the following. There is a Kaf HaChaim. Take a look in packet 16H. What do you say, Owen? What did you find out? Nothing?
I didn't find out anything, Rabbi.
Yeah, okay. But, it's big. So you have to see, in other words, how much water is first in the mikvah. And if you take all your sfarim and you put a mikvah in there. Probably could, right?
Yeah, it's probably big enough.
Probably big enough, yeah. Yamzi, you have a big one too. It's a big thing, yeah. But how you get... Oh, so the Kaf HaChaim here, in packet 16H, on page 26. 26? Or 24, one second. In page 24. So he writes like this. Kazav prima godim, yearly sfarim hamuchrachim. So the question is, could you count the cover of the sefer? Can you count that as a kisui? So prima godim says, sfarim hamuchrachim sovim kol sad of. So he says that is part of the sefer. Still not good enough. You still need kli b'toch kli. But then he says, baby counts as one kli. So you need one more kisui. So it could be that you wouldn't have to have two sheets, you'd have one sheet. But if you hold that the Sfarim shrunk is already considered what? Rishus b'fnei atzma, and you only need one kisui, so you shouldn't see it. So the question is, could you count the cover as one kisui? Or do you say, in other words, if you hold that it's considered one kisui? So then, and since we have it in a shrum shrunk that's cholik reshus b'fnei atzma, so then maybe that's a reshus b'fnei atzma. We still need one kisui. So then maybe the kricha could be considered that one kisui. And then he writes another point here. The Kaf HaChaim says, he says, mi unira the svarim had been passing yesh lakyam. Some say that it's not called a kisui. But he says, but our svarim anyway are not real svarim. They're printed press. Right? They're not like a Sefer Torah or something like that. So it's mitpasim. So then he says, for sure, svarim had mitpasim yesh l'hag l'achashav akricha l'kisui kliyachar l'achas has ordered by kliyachar she'edu kilyon. Kev she'ish mekilim b'svarim had mitpasim. He says, svarim...
What's the cover that's not Yuchad Lakach, though?
Right, so, no, but Einu Miyuchad Lakach, if it's Miyuchad Lakach, it's still considered one Kisui. It's that if you have 10 that are Miyuchad Lakach, it only counts as one Kisui. Then you have to have another. But here, maybe we only need one Kisui. Unless you say that din is only for the Kli B'toch Kli, and it's still considered a bizoyan that the svarim are noticeable. You know what I mean? You know, so that's what I was wondering. In other words, if you consider it one kisui and you hold that once it's in a amma by amma, barum gimel amos, it's considered one kisui. You only need one more kisui because now you already have reshus b'fnei atzma, but it's still, even if it's reshus b'fnei atzma, but it's magula, so then that's not. You see, in the case of the studio apartment, like you said, Avram, it's very good because you have a real mechitza. The svarim shelf is a mechitza, and you're going to be on the other side, at the back. You're going to run it across the, it'll cut the room in half, and you'll be on the back, and then you won't see the svarim won't be seen. So then that would be okay, because there you have a real mechitza, and as far as we can't see, it's not like. So I was just wondering. The thought I was wondering was that whether if it's considered one kisui, could that be suffice for the concept that once in a bookshelf, all you need is one kisui? Or do we say it's still not mechubad? And does it count that, you know, if it's a small sefer, the top of it is not mechusa? In other words, it covers like, well, the bottom is mechusa because it's on standing on the shelf, and the other side, just the top part, is not. So if it's very low, you know, the thing is very low on top. So then, but it depends. If you have a small sefer and it's a big shelf, you know. So that's what I was wondering, whether that's still considered. And then I made this new packet just yesterday, and Ben gave it out to the Olam. It's supplement 16i. The Hilchos supplement to 16i. So Rav Shlomo Kluger has a famous kula. And on page 2 on the bottom, he says, "Miu hayanirish the imachasim ma'odam va'isha atzman b'shas tashmish shelo yunirim muta b'li mechitza u'kli b'toch kli hayin shiyu mechusim mamsh af harosh v'aponim." In other words, if they would put a sheet on top of the cover on top of them, but on top of them means the whole body, even covering the head. So then that would be not be considered. So that would, like I was discussing with Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library yesterday, Keith thought maybe the idea is they're totally mesulak. There is a discussion the Panim Meiros has. Most poskim assume that if you have two coverings of the svarim, that's okay, right? But could you cover the couple, the people, with two? You know, double covering for the people. In other words, the couple that's having tashmish, could you cover them up with two? So most poskim assume that that's not good. It's only a din in the svarim. So he has a kula that if you have even one covering pashtus, but it's covering the whole body, of meaning a sheet that's going to be on top of the people that are mishamish, even over their heads, even, right? He says it has to be af harosh v'haponim. That would be okay. It's hard to understand exactly what's, like, I mean, Moshe Shpira thought. Then they're totally, like, mesulak. Even though, if you're covering up the body without the head, the private parts are being covered, but he doesn't consider that sufficient. He wants that the whole body. Af harosh v'haponim. So it's interesting. The Gufa Erva is not Nira even if you're not covering your head. So it's still, I mean, if you want to help give a, you know, I was thinking about this. You have another pshat and what that gather is. But he's saying that that would help. So I was thinking about this recently, which I told you. Somebody recently approached me about that they're going to be, you know, by their parents or in-laws for Pesach, and they're going to be there the whole week. So it's, you know, and so they want to know if there's any possibilities that they could. And there's svarim in the room, you know, it's a lot of svarim in the room. And it's not going to be so practical to have a double covering. You know, some rooms, they're just all over the place, you know, and it's not going to be... if you can work on it for 5 hours and maybe come up with it, it's not so practical. So Rav Shlomo Kluger has this etza. Not everyone agrees with him, but... the Divrei Malkiel says he thinks not that way. Even Malkiel says that on the next page, page 4 or 5, he says that the idea is that a person has to have busha that he's to do such a thing in front of Svarim. So even if there's a double covering on the people, even with the head, it's still obvious what's happening underneath the double covering, so it still wouldn't be appropriate. So he doesn't accept the cool of
yeah, but the very fact that they're taking the trouble to cover themselves shows the
right. So if you look in Sefer Chesed La'alofim by Eliezer Papo on page. On page 8. Then he says on page 8 here, on the line that begins with Inyan, he says, Yesh olam shemuto l'shamish b'cheder shebo hasfarim b'zman ona v'lel tfilasa. That maybe if it's In other words, obviously you should try to do the, but if it's not going to be possible to do this, then it's mutal shamish. If it's the zman ono is a lel tfilosa, lel yitziyosu biyosum in haderech, certain times that, you know, the night that she went to the mikvah, and they're only, so then there could be a heter. So certainly betzirif, some of these other heterim, like the idea of the memsah thing, maybe together with the fact that there's at least one covering, even though, again, I'm not mistopic about it. I'm still mistopic whether that, but if you assume, like, especially what we saw in the Kaf HaChaim, that printed Sfarim is more kal, so printed Sfarim doesn't need two kisuyim, and you have a reshus b'fnei, if it's a big Sfarim shrunk, and you have the Rav Shlomo Kluger, you know. So they could be, depends on the tzorech and the situation, but these are some ideas. Obviously if you could avoid it, you can avoid it, but sometimes, like what this fellow was saying, he's going to be there the whole week. It's, you know, and I says, usually people, you know, very well-meaning, you know, parents and in-laws who are putting up their couple, you know, they're not thinking about it in these terms of, you know, of having guest rooms that don't have sfarim. Yes, people don't know these halachas, and people, whatever, it's not something, whatever. So it's a way of navigating this this issue. And then we have to see about the question that we said before about mezuzah. So maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. The other question is mezuzah, and another question is having light in the room. This happens every once in a while, that someone will forget to turn off the lights in the bedroom before Shabbos, and they want to be mishamish on Shabbos, and the halacha is that you're not allowed to be mishamish with nehaner. Right. So we don't have fire in the, I always tell people never to put fire. To do bedikas chametz, never use fire. Sometimes people want to know, could they light a candle in the bedroom to make it more romantic, you know, etc. So first of all, then there's going to be a real isser of the mishamish v'nei haner. And second of all, you put a candle in the bedroom, it's a recipe for disaster. You know, chas v'sholom, the candle could fall and go on the quilt, and there's a fire. You know, my general sheet is the less fire, the better, and never to bring a candle in a bedroom. And even if you think that that's the best place to light your nearest Hanukkah, forget it. Don't put candles in the bedroom, and you know, if they think, oh, it'll be more romantic. And then, so we have to, but usually the shayla is not about a candle. Usually the shayla is about that they left the light on. So sometimes they can just get a goy to do it, to shut off the light. But then, so we still have to talk about that, mishamish v'fnei haner, and we have to talk about other things we have to. So we have these packets still, but at least we got some of the things done. So that's what I wanted to show you from the Shnos Chaim from Rav. I zeris that once before, but maybe I didn't. So now you have this packet of supplement to 16i. So Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll continue. But these things we discussed with today are very lamaisa, very, you know, practical shilas. So depending on the tzorach, these are some of the possible heterim that could be used in these cases, depending upon the tzorach. Okay, let me say hello to everyone. Ben Katz.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Does Rebbe ask if this farm shelf is mechubur to the kosel? Is that?
Yeah, but even if it's not, I mean, because it says about being mechubur, right? And usually it's not being mechuber. There's a shayla of that it's cholik rishus. Okay, so we'll see. Okay, and then we have to see about the mezuzah and other things. There's still other things we have to talk about. Okay, Ben Cass, Shalom, Josh, Mael, and Natan, and Yoel, and Bemzi, Avraham, Ezra. Okay, so we'll see you all tomorrow, Bez Hashem. And, okay, then we have to discuss, you know, when we should have a Bechina, because we need to finish so that probably by after Shavuos we could start Hilchos Aveilus. So, okay, have a good day, all. Okay, we'll be in touch.